Hi, this is Jim Robbins, author of Recover Your Good Heart, and you're listening to the audio version of my most recent blog post titled Piety is Not What God Wants for Us. The following excerpts come from author Dwight Edwards, who wrote Revolution Within. That book was influential in how God shaped my understanding of our good and noble hearts several years ago. And in a recent newsletter, Dwight says, D.L. Moody was exactly right when he noted some men have just enough religion to be miserable. True, vital Christianity, Edwards says, was never intended to be a grim resolve to imitate the example of Christ. Oswald Chambers puts it so well when he says, there is no room in the New Testament for sickly piety, but only room for the robust, vigorous, open-air life that Jesus lived, in the world but not of it. The whole life guided and transfigured by God. Beware of the piety that is not stamped by the life of God. Be absolutely and fiercely godly, but never pious. And Edwards goes on to suggest that it is not enough to simply concentrate on, in nothing I shall be ashamed. In other words, it's not enough to just simply try to avoid sin. He said, that is only a very preliminary start. The true goal is not labored suppression of the wrong, but robust expression of the right. Lewis Sperry Schaeffer writes, true spirituality is a sevenfold manifestation of the Spirit. And by that, I think he's saying an expression of the fullness of the Spirit in and through the one whom he fills. It is a divine output of the life rather than a mere cessation of things which are called worldly. True spirituality does not consist in what one does not do. It is rather what one does. It is not suppression. It is expression. It is not holding in self. It is living out Christ. So after hearing these excerpts from Dwight Edwards, you might ask, well, how does this happen? And the answer is the indwelling Holy Spirit in us that he's given to us when we say yes to Jesus, ignites and inflames our new God-given good and noble hearts so that they can radiate outwards this fierce and noble goodness. It's not about piety. It is about a God-given goodness that the Spirit is right now releasing within us so that it moves from inward to outward expression. For more resources, you can always check out my website. It's thegoodandnobleheart.com.